Just wave their hand. Amen. Ask the blind man about it, just had eyesight. Lord, keep blessing me. Hallelujah. Oh, we give him all the glory, all of the honor. Amen. To all of our clergies in the house, to the officers. Amen. Our deacons, deaconesses, mothers, choir, usher, saints, and friends, for those that are listening into our broadcast, and especially to our new, amen, believers in Christ Jesus. Amen. So happy they got baptized this morning. Amen. They're going to be ready for their first communion. Isn't that a good thing? Amen. For this is Communion Sunday. Amen. So truly, we are blessed. Amen. Because the word says there's more rejoicing in heaven over one than 99 just. Praise God. So we take this opportunity to just welcome you all here this morning. Look at your neighbors. Say, neighbor, I'm so glad you came. Come on, tell them like you mean. I'm so glad you came. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God another hand clap of praise. Amen. If we have any visitors with us today, we'd like for you to stand. Tell us where you're from. Tell us your name and where you're from. Any visitors with us today? All right. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So good to have an offspring here with us. Amen. God bless you. We appreciate you. That's the baby. All right. All right. The baby gets special privileges. Praise God. We're so happy and elated to have you with us as our guest today. We pray we can do something or say something that will help encourage you to stay on the battlefield. Amen. Give him another hand if you will. All right. Once again, this is our Communion Sunday, a time that we celebrate, amen, what the Lord has done for us. Amen. We're praying that everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Amen. You can put your scales back up, 15 pounds that you had. So you know exactly how many pounds you done gained. Amen. Now, if you want to get rid of them, meet me at LA Fitness in the morning, and we'll start working it off. Amen. Praise God. We had a wonderful time with the SOS ministry on last week. They did an awesome job feeding our seniors and those in the community. And we just like to thank Sister Bobby Wissett and her staff for such an awesome, awesome time, amen, of ministry to those who was in need. Amen. I don't think nobody left hungry. Amen. Including me. Praise God. So, Sister Wistick, we want to give you a second to just thank the people. Right.
To my New Hope family and friends, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for the SOS team. Everybody came out, they did what they had to do. And I forgot to mention this morning, we plated up over 700 plates. And we delivered 500 to some of the senior apartments. And then we had about 200 to come through the to pick up a plate. So God has truly blessed Amen. This ministry. And it's not about me, because I could not have done it without the help of those here and from the other churches and just people in the community that work with us. So again, I thank you. I praise God for all that he's done through the 16 years and all that he praise will God. Continue 16 years. To do. Thank you. Have a blessed week.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Wizard, for a job well done with your staff. Amen. Our youth have something. Praise God. Y'all better fasten your seatbelts.
Good morning, church.
Morning.
They're going to be talking about me. I don't care. They can talk. It's okay. So, good morning. Before I proceed about December, I would like to thank everybody that came out for our Friendsgiving. I appreciate all the love, the prayers, support. From what I heard, it was an amazing turnout. I did taste some food. Y'all had some good food. Thank you for if you brought dishes. Thank you if you just spread the word. Thank you if you just donated your smile. I really appreciate your time and your energy. Now, bring all that for the 21st. The youth will be having a Christmas celebration December 21st, of course, from 2 to 5. That celebration will also be a pajama party. Within the pajama party will be an ugly Christmas competition. We will also be having a cookie competition. So, if you want to win some gold, you got to put in some work. Also, make sure you come and make sure you're talking to the youth. We are trying to make this a safe space. We're trying to make... What's up, family? We're trying to make sure that the youth knows that we are caring. We're not just strangers. We love them. We care for them. If they have something on their chest, they can tell it here. This is a safe place. So from 2 to 5, if you need to go get you some last-minute whatever Christmas decorations or Christmas gifts, leave your child here so we can talk to them and tell them about the Lord and have a great Christmas. Do we understand? All right. That's going to be from 2 to 5. Also, we will be having Christmas skit practice this Thursday at 7. If you want to skit, if you want to be a part, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, let me know. My name is Naomi Stanley. Have a wonderful week.
Amen. Now you might let those in the vestibule in. Amen. We want to let you know the Bible study is back in service. Amen. On 7 o'clock on Wednesday. Amen. Come out if you can. If not, you can be virtual. Amen. But we would love to see your face. Amen. In the place. So remember, it's 7 p.m. on Thursdays. We will have a Bible study downstairs in the fellowship hall. I'm sorry, Wednesday. Thank you. Thank you. Wednesday. I'm thinking about eating again. All right. Now let us continue praying for those on our sick and concerned list. Amen. Mother Daisy Namora, let's keep her in your prayers. She's in the nursing home there in Cobb County. We ask that you will please keep her lifted in prayer there in Marietta. Amen. Also, Mother Wiggins family, they have some health problems, issues. We ask you keep them in prayer. Mother Rowene Wallace, please keep her in prayer. She suffered a stroke a couple of weeks ago. Amen. I believe she's home now, so let's keep praying for her recovery. Amen. Praise God. All right. Also, we ask your prayers for Diggin Rivers as he's experiencing some health difficulties. Please keep him lifted in prayer. Sister Lorraine Pettaway, she's in the nursing home there in Radford, North Carolina. She wasn't able to stay by herself, so she had to go there to be with her daughter. So But please keep her in your prayers. Pray for our country. Amen. We definitely need prayer for our country. Amen. Amen. And pray for Reverend Donovan and family. Amen. If they experience some death in their family also. Sister Vanessa Ratcliffe, keep them in your prayers. They had death in their family. Pray for Sister Pat Norwood's mother there in Macon, Georgia. She had a stroke. Amen. So please continue praying for her. And our very own Sister Angie Smith. Once again, we're praying and asking God for a miracle. Amen. That he will heal her body. Amen. So let's keep the faith. Amen. How many believe in miracles? Amen. Amen. I believe she's next in line for a miracle. Amen. Praise God. Yes, ma'am. All right. All right, Sister O, I call her, is going to come. And we're so happy to see Mother Birch's family here for the holiday weekend. God bless you from Virginia. Always good to have you. And Dean Weddington, amen, from Sweet Home. Good, always good to have you in our midst.
Thank you, Pastor. Good morning, church. I hope everyone had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. I just wanted to come very briefly just to remind those of you who are on Medicare, if you have not had a chance to review your benefits, December 7th, this coming Saturday, is the last day to enroll or change your plan. Now, if you're diabetic, if you have heart issues, if you have any type of chronic condition, asthma, bronchitis, you name it, I would implore you to see me after the service, because guess what? If you drive, you would not have to buy gas next year. You can get a $250 gas card every single month. If you have a chronic condition, you won't have to buy gas, period, next year. Also, you can get a grocery card. $130 grocery card every month, and it won't cost you not one brown penny. So I just wanted to mention that because I'm here to help, I'm here to serve, and knowledge is power. You don't know what you don't know. But if you have a chronic condition, asthma, bronchitis, emphysema, stroke, if you've had a stroke, if you're diabetic, if you have heart issues, the government will pay for your gas, your light bill, food, etc. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you. I hope that stays in order when Trump gets in. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. All right. Let's get ready for our offering. Amen. The way that the Lord has set up for us to support the church. Let's give as the Lord has blessed us to give. Amen. Let us stand, take our offering in our hand. We thank God for those who give online, for your dedication, and for your commitment. Thank you so very much. Amen. Give our mothers a hand with them hats on over there. Don't they look good? Amen. Praise God. All right, let us take our offering in hand. Father, we come to thank you for allowing us to be stewards of these our monetary gifts. As we come now to present them to you, we pray that I will clean them up, purify them, make them worthy. It might be a blessing unto your ministries. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Our ministers will come first. The choir will follow. Deacons, deaconesses, and mothers will follow them. You'll be so kind to face the sun. I'll be directed by the ushers. Thank you.
Father God, we just thank you once again, dear Lord, for your many blessings. Dear Lord, we thank you, Lord, for just bringing us out to your house one more time. We ask that you bless the funds that was given. We pray for the ones that gave and the ones that didn't. We pray that next time they will have the funds too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for your giving. May the Lord bless you real good. Amen. All right, let's get ready for some more good music for our communion service. I believe they say 191. Praise God. Our occasion was given during our responsive reading, so we won't read it again. But let us, amen, come together, remembering what the Lord has done for us. Let's give glory to his name. Page 191, glory to his name.
Bye.
God's blessings upon these sacraments, this bread that represents the Lord's broken body on the cross, and the fruit of the vine that represents his blood that was shed for the sins of the world. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this privilege and opportunity to come together and to dine with thee. We thank you, dear Lord, by way of your Holy Spirit. We pray thy blessings upon this bread that represents your broken body, for this fruit of the vine that represents your blood that was shed for the sins of the world. We pray now that we change it from a physical use to a spiritual use. As we eat and as we drink, we remember all that you've done for us. Now, Lord, please search our hearts and our minds. And if you find anything that's not right, pray that I will remove it right now, that we may not eat or drink damnation to our souls, that we be found worthy by faith in your Son, Jesus, to partake in this supper. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus took the bread, broke it, blessed it, said, take, eat. This is my body that was broken for you. Let us all eat together in remembrance of him. Likewise, also, the fruit of the vine, it represents his blood that was shed for the sins of the world. Let us all drink together in remembrance of him. Be after me, Lord.
Lord,
I remember.
I remember.
Praise God. I knew it was good. I knew it was good. I knew it was good. Yeah, for me. One day, Jesus died.
Get say I can't make it. I need you. You've been good. You've been good. You've been good. You brought me from a mighty long way. Oh yeah. In my home. In my home. Oh my job. Oh my job. When I get tired. When I get tired. When I get tired. Oh, when I get tired.
Today. I can't make it unless the Lord help me to hold out. Glory to God. I got good news for you. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. God bless you. You might be seated. Tell your neighbor hope of Christmas. Tell him one more time, the hope of Christmas. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you once again for this privilege, for this opportunity to say a word for you. Please, Lord, take these lips of clay of mine, use them for your glory, that somebody might know your will and know your way. They might be saved, set free, and delivered. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I got great news. Jesus came as our Messiah, as our Christ, fulfilling a 700-year-old prophecy of deliverance. In so doing, he still today brings us understanding, justice, and peace. Hope is an optimistic state of mind that is based on expectation of positive outcome with respect to events, circumstances in one's life or the world at large. In other words, what I would like to happen in my life. Christmas is about miracles. Christmas is about hope, peace, and love. Christmas is prophesied here in the book of Isaiah, writing some 700 years before Jesus' birth. Times were hard during that period of time. The 10 tribes of the northern kingdom had already fallen to the mighty Assyrian armies. And in 500 AC BC, amen, in other words, before Christ, the unthinkable happened. Jerusalem and the southern kingdom fell to Babylon.